I'm your host, Jeff Ragavan, and welcome to Alchemy, the podcast all about building a business on the front lines of the new economy.
Welcome back to this week's episode of Alchemy. Very excited. Have a an amazing duo on the show today. So we've got Carolina Mitchell. She's the founder and chief scientific officer at Scientia Labs. And then we also have Benjamin Mitchell, who's the co-founder and CEO. Guys, it's really wonderful to have you on.
Hey, Jeff. It's great to talk to you again. Happy to be here.
Hi, this is Carolina.
So guys, first and foremost, you guys are married, right?
We are, yes.
Yes.
Love married couples running companies together. My last big company, Buddy Media, that we sold to Salesforce, my two co-founders were married, Mike and Cass. So
wow.
It's always good to have that kind of energy. Sometimes it doesn't work, but when it does work, it's pretty magical. So guys, for everybody that's tuning in right now and listening, Scientia Labs is an amazing company. They're really backed by science, working on a number of cannabis brands, really focusing on health and wellness, and very excited to have you guys on the show today. But Carolina, I think first, you know, we'll talk to you. I think you have kind of a very interesting journey, right? You were studying to become a doctor, and now you're an entrepreneur. So why don't you kind of kick us off and talk to us how that happened?
Yes. So, well, my last name right now is Mitchell. That comes from my husband. But Carolina, actually, my full name is Carolina Vasquez Reyes Mitchell. So I'm originally from Guadalajara, Mexico.
Yes.
And I always wanted to be a scientist since I was like 12 years old. I remember I wanted to be a genetist, which is a scientist that studied genes and kind of give recommendations to people, not know if like to get pregnant, but kind of like what type of diseases you are going to have in the future, and study genes in general. So that's what I wanted to do when I was 12. But later on, I discovered that I like chemistry, like pure chemistry more, because everything around me, I see it as chemistry. Like, and I can go very deep. Like sometimes if I get too high with cannabis, I can start tripping into everything is chemistry. Everything is an electron. This is just energy. And I kind of see everything as chemistry. So I started very young to study chemistry fully. I started when I was 14 years old. I went to a high school that had chemistry. It wasn't a normal high school. All my classes were chemistry related, physics. When I was 15, I wasn't studying history, for example. My classes were thermodynamics and operations of industrial distillation. So all my education since I was about 14 years old has been in chemistry. So, and I have been working in labs for about over 20 years. So that's my life. That's how I see everything. After high school, I enrolled in a bachelor's degree in pharmacology. So I also fall in love with drugs, any type of drug, from the ones that make you harm to the ones that make you feel good. So I just find molecules that interact with your body and modify how you think and how you feel. I think that's pretty cool. Then I came to the United States to study a PhD in chemistry. I wanted to really be a catedratic or a professor. But later on, once I was enrolled in the PhD program, I started to get very frustrated because PhD programs are very focused on theoretical sciences, not very in applied sciences. So I thought that using all my knowledge just theoretically without really using my knowledge to create something that will be used in the real world was a waste of time. So I left the PhD program, and together with my husband, we started a consultancy firm to help industries to help other startups and people create food products, cosmetics, supplements, anything that has a molecule that will have an effect on your body. And I help you create products that were safe and effective.
Love it. Now, Benjamin, you went to law school.
I did.
And you went to law school and then you became an entrepreneur. Yeah, so you guys both have very similar paths as far as, you know, one in science, one in legal, but you're both entrepreneurs now. So, I'm really interested in talking about the company, but Ben, I do want to know from you, like, what was it? You spent all this time in law school and then you just went into building companies.
The whole true story is, and it's not as interesting and it's also not as long as Carol's, but I dropped out of high school when I was 15 and, then I kind of hung over my head for a long time. I went out of the workforce. I was a dishwasher. I was a housekeeper, stuff like that. And it really, really hung over me. And then by 18, I went to did a homeschool program, went to college. And I really had this chip on my shoulder about proving, you know, I was capable of performing educationally and getting the prestige and status of a degree like that. So I went to law school eventually. But my mind was always on business and entrepreneurship and the creative elements of working for yourself and building something. So I knew halfway through I was never going to practice law. I was never going to be a lawyer, and I was going to go back pretty much right back to where I was before, which is, you know, working for yourself and building something with varying levels of success better as I went on.
Got it. And so, you know, for you guys, you know, I think one thing that really stands out to me when I look at your company is like, you guys are really trying to, you know, elevate the standards, you know, in cannabis manufacturing and product development when it comes to science. So that is amazing. And, you know, maybe talk to us a little bit about maybe the products that you guys have on hand right now, which is you've got Dreamt for sleep, you have Luchador for fun, and you've got Quell for stress. How are they standing out in the market right now?
Sure. I mean, and the real genesis there is we looked at cannabis and we compared it to other CPG categories and saw that, you know, Procter & Gamble might have 200 different brands and they're differentiated by product type, even by form factor, by what result you get from using the product. And we saw none of that in cannabis. The four main reasons people use cannabis are sleep, anxiety, pain management, and fun. But you'll see all of those use cases crammed together under one brand. And oftentimes, pain management, anxiety, and sleep will be crammed together under the word wellness, as if this one thing will just kind of make you well, when really you want a specific product for sleep or specific product for anxiety, specific product for pain management. So we created our brands, Luchador for fun, Quell for anxiety, Dreamt for sleep. And we have a pain management brand coming. Trademark's not out yet, so we don't use the name, but Carol has the product development work down. And you know, we differentiated them, that you need to know by looking at this thing what it is. And that's just the branding marketing side. And on the product side, when you looked at some of the wellness competitors, for example, the products are utterly undifferentiated. There's incredible science in cannabis around things like pain and sleep. For sleep, for example, cannabis helps your deep sleep, hurts your REM sleep. So we took that fact and that science and combined cannabis with things like melatonin and valerian root from outside of cannabis that have journal published studies showing they help with REM sleep. So, you know, when we looked at the cannabis market, no one else was doing that. There was no differentiation on the product level or on the brand level.
Yeah, I mean, that makes a lot of sense. And I think from, you know, for me as a customer, like, you know, and Ben, we talked about this in Vegas at MJ Biz, but, you know, I myself, like, I utilize a number of different cannabis products all the time, especially every night before I go to sleep. But what I have found with a lot of brands is that it puts me to sleep, but like 2 hours later, I wake up and I either have to take another one or I'm really parched. I never get into like that deep sleep that I really need, you know? I think that's a problem with a lot of the products on the market right now, is that it's just kind of like, it formulates you to knock you out quick, but then you're awake. So, you know, maybe talk to us a little bit about what you're doing with Dreamt and how that's different.
Yeah, so that was my problem as well. I suffer from insomnia ever since I came to the United States. it was stressful for me. I came from another country. I was learning a new language. I was in a PhD program, so it was very stressful. And I started to develop insomnia. I tried cannabis products and I have the same effect. I smoke, but after 2 hours I was awake and I have to smoke through the night to be able to have 8 hours of sleep. So when I decided to look more in detail, and that's pretty much what you do when you are trained as a PhD student, like you look at all the evidence, you have a hypothesis. And my hypothesis was THC and CBD can help with the sleep, but there must be other ingredients that can improve the quality of sleep and make your sleep cycle closer to a natural sleep cycle. So that's what I did. I went and I looked at 200 different scientific papers. I looked for evidence and scientific data where they use the right amounts of THC and CBD. And what other compounds outside cannabis can help for your sleep. And when you also, I study the sleep cycle, and we have four different phases of sleep. THC helps with the deepest sleep, but that's phase three. Before phase three, you have another two phases. CBD help you with phase one, which is the relaxation state. But for example, there's a lot of products out there that are using only CBD, but CBD in the scientific community is known for being a wake promoting cannabinoid, which means that it helps you to feel relaxed, but awake, because it increases the alpha wave in your brain. Those alpha waves are not present in sleeping states, but they are present in relaxed, but conscious states. And that's what something like people just use CBD in marketing, like, oh, CBD will help you with everything, and that's not true. It doesn't help you to fall asleep. It helps you to relax. However, since you need to relax to be able to fall asleep, we're using CBD in the formulation, but then after that, we use other ingredients such as THC to induce the deepest sleep, but then you want to go into the fifth phase of sleep, which is the REM sleep or rapid eye movement phase of sleep, where there's a lot of other, not only sleep, but a lot of other very important activities in your brain had to happen. Like short-term memories are going into long-term memories. So that's how our brain create new synapses, and you actually create new knowledge and things that will go through your transitory memory to your long-term memory. So that phase is extremely important. And molecules like melatonin, valerian root, GABA or gamma aminobutyric acid, L-theanine, all these compounds have published studies, have clinical trials and studies that show that they can help with REM sleep. They also improve other phases of sleep, but by using those ingredients together with CBD that increases alpha waves, with THC that increases delta waves and deep sleep, all together will give you a more natural sleep cycle than using CBD alone or THC alone.
Yeah, I found that, you know, certain products that have melatonin adversely impact me in different ways, and other people, they're like, oh, it's the best night of sleep ever. So again, everything comes down to chemistry, right?
Yeah.
So guys, from like a distribution perspective, you know, I think, you know, and Ben, this is so interesting because I used your product, and by the way, I loved it. But I found out about your product when I was in San Francisco through Ease. That I hadn't heard of it before until I saw it on there. And so, you know, you guys are available in, I think, something I read like 200 stores throughout California.
Depending upon the time of month and you know, how the weather is, about 200. So,
yeah, exactly. So, you know, as far as, you know, looking ahead into next year in 2023, like any growth plans outside of the state, like how are you guys thinking about that? Because I feel like you have a huge audience, right, that you haven't tapped into yet, that once they try their product, they'll be hooked on it, you know?
One of the things we really believe, and it's not just because we lived here when we started the company, but California being a sophisticated, competitive market with extremely sophisticated consumers, being a large market, being a market that's been in existence, you know, for a longer period of time, that this was a great place to validate brands, validate products, validate sales and sell-through strategies. And, you know, California market has its issues right now, but California's been good to us and has allowed us to validate all those things as a pretty scrappy, mostly bootstrapped company. You know, we can and have figured a lot of those things out. And we think it really positions us well to take what we've created in the brand side and product side and what we've learned in the marketplace on sales strategies and sell-through strategies and take it elsewhere. So, you know, we're obviously looking for big opportunities where we can leverage what we've created here and take it to the rest of the country, you know, so that people like you in New York or people elsewhere, you know, can get the benefits of products like Dreamt too.
Totally. Yeah. I mean, I think I have, it's kind of interesting, actually. There's a lot of people that are like me out here where even, you know, I live out in the Hamptons and I have a lot of friends who, you know, I'm always giving product away. You know, I think they think that because I'm in cannabis, I get everything for free, which is not the case. So I'll have a dinner party and everyone's like, oh, do you have any stuff for sleep? And I'm like, yeah, I do, of course. And I wind up giving everybody their own like package. And then I'm left with nothing. But it's just been so amazing to see all these people who are relying on pharmaceutical pills like I did to get a good night's sleep. And now the fact that they can take a gummy, have a great night's sleep, wake up feeling refreshed, and not have to worry about what that pill might have done to them, you know? Mm-hmm. Because I think there is, you know, if you think about the pharmaceutical industry right now, like Sanofi and, you know, all these, you know, drug providers who have come out with things like Ambien, you know, they didn't really have, and now they're starting to test the stuff, but because it was a fairly new product, they didn't know what the long-term effects were. And now there's things that are starting to come out like, oh yeah, prolonged use of Ambien, you know, is known to cause early onset Alzheimer's and all these things where it's just like, well, I don't want to risk that. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously we all need to sleep, but actually in the back of our mind, taking something that's going to adversely affect us later in life is something that we don't want to have to deal with. So I feel like this is such a cool thing to witness and seeing people who even would never have never tried cannabis and they take the gummy and they're like, this is amazing. It changed my life. You know, that's something that I think for you guys formulating a really good product, you know, something that you probably feel great about, like, hey, we're impacting people's lives for the better, making them more healthy.
Absolutely. And it gives you an alternative to that terrible compromise you just described. Do I take an Ambien today and sleep a little better and sacrifice my health in the future, or do I not and suffer now and hopefully I don't get early onset Alzheimer's? But what a terrible, I guess, I mean, that's the alternative to taking a product like Dreamt. But the beauty is that we are able to offer something that is safer, that can work well. And even Ambien, I know Carol could talk in way more detail, but there's a lot of serious limitations about how the product works. I know you don't get, you're not in the deep phase and the REM phase.
Yeah. With all those products, they're very effective to go through the first phase of the sleep and go to the second phase of the sleep, which is light sleep. But they don't really go into deep sleep. They see an absence of delta waves when using these type of drugs. They're very effective to give you light sleep, but not very effective to give you deep sleep. And that's also no good. Right. I read some studies about that.
Totally. All right. So we don't have a lot of time left, but I want to switch gears because you guys also have a product, Carolina, and this is also, I think, after you know, where you're from, right? But Luchador, right?
Yeah.
You guys created that was really inspired from, you know, your home country of Mexico.
Yes.
And, you know, talk to me a little bit about that because you got this product at wrestling events and all sorts of fun things. Like give us a little bit of the background on, you know, the brand, why you're excited about it and the highlights of the products.
Yeah. So, well, I used to work in a company and I was creating new flavors for them. And I created some Mexican inspired flavors, but I thought they were bomb, right? Or fuego, yeah, like some people said. But when I told them about it, they were not excited at all. They thought they were too ethnic, too Mexican. And I was like, okay. So when we started our own company and we wanted to start a recreational brand, I knew exactly what type of flavors I wanted to create, Mexican-inspired flavors. And when we were looking for the right name for this recreational brand, I remember my love for luchadors. I always, when I was a kid, well, I didn't have much money. We were very, very humble. And I used to help my mom going to houses. Well, I say help, I was like 8 years old, but I tried to help my mom cleaning houses, right? But at least she took me with her because she didn't have money for a babysitter. And every time we go to these houses to clean, we have to take a bus and go through a neighborhood with the Coliseum, which is one of the biggest arenas in Mexico, or well, in Guadalajara City, where there are huge lucha libre events, which is wrestling events. And I thought they were very fun and exciting. And I saw a lot of people waiting in line to get inside of the arena. And I always wanted to go, but I never could. And I grew up with that chip on my shoulder. Like, I can't believe I couldn't go only one time in my life when I was a kid to see a wrestling events. So once I have my own company, I wanted to call it Luchador. Or Lucha Libre didn't make sense. Luchador make more sense. And we even thought about a mascot, and that will be a luchador. And then the wrestling events, that was kind of an idea that come from my husband. Like, why do we do wrestling events? And I say, yes, I was never able to go to wrestling events. Let's make wrestling events for free for everybody to come and enjoy how fun the Mexican culture is, and with all our Mexican inspired flavor products.
Very cool. I love it. I'm always interested in, you know, understanding the origins of some of these ideas and products. So thank you very much for that. Cool, guys. Well, listen, I really appreciate you guys coming on. Love everything that you're talking about, you know, especially around hyper-focus around wellness and recreation too. And, you know, can't wait to try. I have not tried the Luchador product. So when I come to California, I'm definitely going to pick some up and try it. But appreciate you guys coming on. Carolina Vasquez Mitchell, founder and chief scientific officer, and Benjamin Mitchell, co-founder and CEO. You guys were great. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much for having
Thank
us.
Thank you.
This episode of the Alchemy Podcast was brought to you by Philo. Thanks for tuning in. And if you enjoyed today's show, don't forget to subscribe and share.